Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Just have a seat for a few minutes. One of the things that we probably struggle with is if we're asked to write something about ourselves. Like if I imagine now, if I give you a piece of paper and pencil and said, okay, write a couple sentences about who you are, about your goals, about the purpose. A lot of times we actually struggle with that, struggle with writing something. And it takes lots of focus, lots of concentration, lots of, you know what, okay, probably go to a Caribou or a Starbucks and get a nice cup of coffee and just focus and disconnect from everything in order to write. Today in the Pauline epistle, there is a beautiful verse in the Philippians. He who started a work in you will continue till the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we also read today in the Synaxarium a very, very, very beautiful story of the first female martyr, St. Thecla, who was actually a disciple of St. Paul himself, and how she actually lived and how she was taking him as he said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And she really imitated him, and there was a change in her life. And you look at this, and you look at the gospel today also, and see that the Lord is saying at the end that he who listens and hears and obeys, this is my brother, my sister, my mother, the family of the Lord. So back again to writing. And thank God for writing, for the church writings that we have, that history, and we have that tradition to have and to recite and to commemorate the church saints. Actually, yesterday was the commemoration of Julius al-Aqfahasi, the person who actually wrote all those stories from 5th century, I believe. And he wrote everything, and we have it till now. So that kind of triggered in me that question, what are we writing? And in order to understand that, we'll go back again to a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. St. Paul has a very, very, very important, very beautiful verse. You yourselves are our letter of recommendation. That's in the ESV. Not in our epistle, but our letter of recommendation. Imagine again if you are writing your own letter of your recommendation, how much struggle you go through that. You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all, and you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. We are that written letter. So when I ask again how much struggle you really go through in order to write something, let's kind of change it a little bit and see how much are we really writing his story on our hearts and on the hearts of the people or not. Again, Julius of Aqfahas al-Aqfahasi was able to write those stories in order that when we read it today, we look at them and we actually get enthusiastic and get energized and get like, okay, this is something that we really, if they did this in that time, why can't we do the same thing also here? Why can't we preach? Why can't we really imitate him? Why can't we really detach? I'm not saying to go to the desert, but detach from the world mentally. Detach mentally. So what are we writing? We're writing, we are the written, open epistle, letter of recommendation. You yourselves are our letter of recommendation. How can I write those things? Just quickly, three things. That we write this letter of recommendation on our hearts and on the hearts of the others also. That the Lord, the epistle, will be known for everyone. As we always say, we are the fifth gospel. Maybe some people are not able to read the gospel, but they see and read the gospel in each one of us. Actually, I'll take those 3 points from a beautiful psalm that is also related to writing, Psalm 45. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. Fada qalbi bi kalamin salih. My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of ready scribe. Lisani qalamun katib mahir. Writing. Psalm 45. Beautiful psalm. But it shows us three things that are very important. In order to write first, my heart has to be what? According to this, overflowing. Actually, the actual word is gushing. Gushing, not just overflowing. Gushing with pleasing theme, with the Lord himself. So number one, gushing of the thoughts. As I said, if I ask you to write your resume or your personal statement or whatever, you actually have to overflow. The thoughts all has to overflow in order to accomplish what you're writing. How are our thoughts? I think our thoughts are all over the place, and that's why we struggle. The heart is not overflowing with Him, because it's overflowing with what? With all the chaos that's going on in our mind. And that's why we are not able to write anything. And if we write something, we write what? Something that needs to be revised several times, to be edited several times. Our thoughts, it's very important to have the thoughts overflow, make the heart overflow. How we can do that is very, very practical. Again, the church teaches us all the time, use the church, the Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Prayer. Use my Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me all the time. Use a verse that we recited all the time. When your thoughts are being stolen by the world, by the chaos, by everything, bring them back again by reciting, by focusing on the word that we're saying. It is doable. It's not something that is impossible. That's what he said, pray unceasingly. And that's how we do it. When we control the thoughts, then the heart will what? Will gush. Will be gushing with his pleasing theme. Take care of your thoughts. Try that. Try that this week. Try to recite the Jesus Prayer all the time. Try to recite one of the verses, one of the songs, one of the hymns, something that brings you to Christ instead of allowing our thoughts to be all over the place. Number two is knowing who you're addressing. Who are you addressing? It says in the psalm again, I address my verses to the king. Who are you addressing? Are you addressing only the king when I stand in my prayer only? I address my king only when I come to church and spend a couple hours, or I'm addressing the king in every single person that I am communicating with. In every single time that I am doing something, I am addressing the king while I'm working. I'm addressing the king while seeing patients. I'm addressing the king while I'm visiting people. I'm addressing the king while I'm doing whatever. Are we aware that I am addressing the king? If you write an email to your CEO, you know, you look at it and revise it 100 times. Is this the proper language or not, right? Is it right or wrong, right? How about addressing the king and addressing the king in each one of us, in the creation, in the people? Why aren't we careful when we address each other? Why aren't we careful in seeing Christ in every single person that we are dealing with? Then we definitely won't have any struggle with justice, right? If we are dealing with everybody as they are, as we just read in the scripture, everyone is my family, is my brother, my sister, my mother, then there is no difference between anybody. Then when my thoughts are overflowing, I know that I'm addressing the king in the people. In the people. And finally, who is doing that? In the psalm it says, my tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. Katibun meher. Actually, the actual word scribe is the person who counts. You're counting. You're not just writing. As you write, you are actually counting. Counting what the Lord has done with you. Counting what do you have to give to the Lord. Counting the value of your life. You're not just writing, but you're counting. And when we do that, we actually start to see that the heart is writing something on our hearts, on the hearts of the other. Again, Julius the Akfasi was able to write the story of all the saints in order to read it now. When we open the Synaxarium, we read it. But that work is not ending. That work is the work of each one of us. We are still to continue to write the story of God in his people. But we have to be aware of that. We have to be willing to do that. Our thoughts has to be, again, focused in order for the heart to gush with love to people. Control the thoughts, number one. Number two, know your addressee. Know that when we deal with each other, we're actually dealing with Christ. We're not dealing just with people. Whatever the race, whatever the color, whatever the education, whatever that, everything. No, I'm dealing with Christ. When I visit a person, I'm doing that. When I'm talking to a person, I'm doing that. When I'm struggling with a person that's giving me a hard time, I'm doing that also. And finally, count the blessings. Count the work of God. Count your memories. and move on with that, with how the Lord is gracious to us in order to keep the heart flowing, gushing. We forget. We don't count. We count our money. We count our bank. We count our everything else. But when it comes to count to the Lord's grace and the Lord's mercy, we fall short in that. Again, St. Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, you yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts to be known and read by all, not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart. May the Lord really give us that understanding, how we can really be that written recommendation, letter of recommendation, written epistle, writing it on our hearts first, and writing it and scribing it in the hearts of the people. How can we really impact people? What kind of message we're leaving with people when we talk to them? Are we writing his words? Or, as Gandhi said, you know what, I wish I could be Christian, but you know what, I can't. Because all I see is destruction, is hypocrite. We can't do that. We cannot do that. The Lord wants us to be that ink, not ink, but spirit, writing with the spirit, writing with the spirit. I'll end with a part that actually I read from Saint Basil the Great about this particular area. I'm going to read it and focus on it, and if anybody wants to share it, I can share it with them later on. Saint Basil said, as the pen is an instrument for writing, when the hand of an experienced person moves it to record what is being written, so also the tongue of the just man, when the Holy Spirit moves it, writes the words of eternal life in the heart of the faithful. The Holy Spirit removed the tongue to write the eternal life, the words of eternal life in the heart of the faithful, dipped not in ink, but in the Spirit of the living God. The scribe, therefore, is the Holy Spirit, because he is wise and apt teacher of all. And the Spirit writes swiftly, because the movement of his mind is swift. The Spirit writes thoughts in us. The Spirit writes thoughts in us, not on tablets of stone, but on fleshy tablets of the heart, in proportion to the size of the heart. The Spirit writes in hearts more or less, either things evident to all or things more obscure, according to the heart's previous purity. So as much as the heart is pure, as much as the Spirit will write. And then that will be transferred to the other people also. Because of the speed with which the writings have been finished, all the world now is filled with the gospel. And this is what we need now, to fill all the world with the gospel, the written gospel that is in our heart, on the heart of the people, to whom the glory now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.